Today's share in the Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. And we're in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're going to, Mitzvah Hashem, do the entire Siman Tov Kuf Mem Beis today, which begins on the bottom of Yud Gimel Amud Beis. And the Mechaber starts and he tells us, Sif Aleph, Afilu Melachos HaMutaris, even those types of activities, that type of Melacha that you are allowed to do on Chol HaMoed, Einan Mutaris Lasos, and you're not permitted to do them, El Eliatzmo, for your own personal usage, or if you're going to do them for somebody else, Oli Acherim Bechinam, you can do it for them for free. You're not allowed to get paid for it. However, abzachar also. But if you're going to get paid and doing it for somebody else, you're not allowed to do this. Again, there are exceptions to this rule, some of which we discussed previously, and we'll see again inside. Umiyu, the Mechaber continues, and he says, "In eino nosin lo schar kotzav." He doesn't give you a set amount of money. But he just says, "Hey, you come and eat with me, and that will be your payment. That would be permissible. Mutter. That is also allowed." Okay, that's a lot of the Mechaber. Let's see now Sif Katan Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah. He tells us you're allowed to do melachos mutaros, not getting paid for them. Kigon, or if you're doing it for yourself, kigon kol davar shu l'tzarach hamoed, d'boyishinoy. As we've already spoken out in previous simanim, you're allowed to do things that are necessary for chol hamoed, for yontif usage, and you have to do them with some sort of a shinoy, with the exception of ochel nefesh, which we said you don't have to do with a shinoy. Likewise, v'chein ahedyo, shitiru l'litvor kedarko, or like we learned in the previous simon, that when you're allowed to sew in a regular plain way, the irregular stitches, not in a straight line, not so close together, so in those situations when you're allowed to go and sew, you're also allowed to do this only for free, you're not allowed to go do this for payment. V'chein kamadvarim sh'as mishum tircho, all the things that we said you're not allowed to do normally on Chol HaMoed because it's a tircha, avshein melacha mamash, even if they're not a real full-fledged melacha, but you are allowed to do them on Chol HaMoed if they are needed for the moed. So all of these categories, you're only allowed to do them for yourself, or if you're doing them for somebody else, you have to do them for free. The issue, footnote number one, brings out an interesting discussion. What about babysitting? So how does that work? Or if you're a tutor, a limud im talmud, to go teach a student, either chumish or even secular things. So Rav Nissen Karlitz Asal brings down from the Mishnah Berurah here, shekasev she'asu li toschar al dvarim she'esh b'hem tircha, that he said here specifically, you're now going to go take something, a payment for something for which is involving tircha, which is excessive work, av she'en melacha, even if it's not a melacha, Ashein Malach Mamish, as we just said. He says, Shal Dover She'ein Bo Tircha. Therefore, for something that isn't the Tircha, Vaderech Lekabel of Schar, but yet people get paid for it, Mutter Yiel Loikach Sai. You would be allowed to go take money for this, and therefore, Mutter Lito Schar. Therefore, it would be permissible to take Schar for babysitting or for tutoring. Kivin She'ein Ben Malacha, because they're not Malacha, and you're not really doing a lot of excessive work. El Arak. You're really getting paid for not doing something else during that period of time. Okay, I'll sit here and tutor you. It's not really hard work, but I could be doing something else. So you're paying me for not doing something else, for my time. And that's allowed. That's what Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal says. On the other hand, Rav Yashav Zatzal says, you're not allowed to go take babysitting money on Chol HaMoed. However, he says, if the people who need the babysitter are forced to go out of their house and they can't go out unless they get a babysitter, and you're not going to babysit for free, so then you'd be allowed to go and pay the babysitter. And he adds, it all depends on how much pressure they're under to go out of their house. If there really is a good reason for them to go out and they need a babysitter, then you'd be allowed to do this. He says, "Linyan etilas demei shadchanos b'moed." What about taking shadchanos geld? You made a shidduch baruch Hashem. So are you allowed to take shadchanos geld in that situation? So he says, his opinion, that would be permissible because the Isser is only on doing the Malacha, and there's no Malacha over here. There's no Tircha. It's a pure Mitzvah, and that you're getting paid for it, that's after the fact, so to say, that's for the thought that you had on this subject and not for actually doing something right now on Chol HaMoed, even though there may be a Vart or some other event on Chol HaMoed, the announcement on Chol HaMoed. Nevertheless, you're allowed to do that. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Beis says, Avol B'Sachar Asa, as we just said, you're not allowed to get paid for this work. The Kabbalah Schar, the Mishnah Berurah says, on Moed, getting money on Chol HaMoed here is ke'uvda d'chol. It's like a weekday activity. Damya, it's comparable to that. And therefore, you're not allowed to do this. The issue foot number two brings down, what about Havla, getting paid for Chol HaMoed and for pre-Chol HaMoed? So while that's allowed on Shabbos, he brings down over here, since it's uvda d'chol, it's not allowed on Chol HaMoed, even though it's b'Havla, that doesn't change it around. You're not allowed to do this. It's different than the halachos on Shabbos, somewhat paradoxically. Then the Mishnah brings down, Yesh v'na poskim shesovim. However, there are poskim that hold, if the only way that this melacha can get done is by using these workers. And they're not going to work for free. They ain't wrote some elodavku b'schar. Hey, I'm willing to do this, but only if I get paid. Then mutu litin lahem, then you would be allowed to go pay them miachashu l'tzorech moed. Since it's a tzorech moed, so if the only way you can get people to do this, to pay them, you'd be allowed to do this. We spoke out previously, if you can do it by paying a non-Jewish person, that would be usually preferable. Then we said, Sivkot and Gimel, you're allowed to elish ochel ima v'chule. The Mishnah Berurah comments on the Mechaber saying that if you're not getting really paid, but you're just eating with him, that's allowed. Because the shuv lo have a ku'uvda d'chol. That doesn't look like it's really uvda d'chol. V'shari l'tzorcha moed. And therefore it's allowed because you need it for the moed. Now, the Ramah tells us, Hagah v'dovera oved, something that's going to cause you a financial loss, mutalasos afilu v'schar kotsov. He brings down from the Kobo that in this situation, where it's a financial loss, you can even pay somebody a set amount to go and do the work for you. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Dalit explains, the chamo sheitiru lebala bayis litim alachtu lepol, she'en lo malachol, just like you're allowed to go and give to a person who doesn't have any food to eat, so you're allowed to give him work to do, so he'll make some money. He won't take the stock from you, but he's willing to work for his money, so if he has no food, you're allowed to go pay him and do job for you, even though it's a job that's not necessary, we give permission to the Labayis to go and hire this worker so the worker will have some food. This is good for the pole, even though it's not a tzorach hamoed for you, but it's a tzorach hamoed for him, so you're allowed to go and ask him to do things that you normally wouldn't be allowed to do because he needs the work. So here, so it works the opposite as well. The poel, who doesn't need the money, nevertheless, is only going to do this work if he gets paid for it, so he's allowed to go and get paid for his work because you need it for your tzorech hamoed. Again, very similar idea for the paying the poel who needs the money. So here too, you need the item, so you can pay the poel because you need the item. It's tzorech hamoed for you. Sivkot hey, mutalasos afilu v'chule. You're allowed to go in this situation and pay for a dover over the Ramah said. So Rosh Shlomar, he's telling us here, afilu shelo l'tzorech hamoed. If it's a financial loss, even though it's nothing to do with chol hamoed, it's not necessary for chol hamoed, your milk's going to spoil. They don't need milk on chol hamoed. Nevertheless, you're allowed to sell them the milk. V'umayis uman. Even if it's a professional thing, it's not something that a hedyot does, it's something that an uman does, it's still allowed. And then he says, ayin the bir halacha. And the bir halacha, he has a long arichos where it actually starts on the previous amud, where the Chofetz Chaim tells us, "Nir lani es dati de bedovish ochol nefesh mutar lepo lasos avilu b'schar." Certainly, if it's ochol nefesh, the worker can do it even to get paid, because otherwise, di laf hachi. If it wasn't for that, everything that we learned previously in Siman Tov Kof Lamed Gimel, the mutar l'tzorach hamoed that you're allowed to do on chol hamoed, for example, the grinding techina, tzitzas esim, cutting down wood that was attached to the ground and mechuber ol hatil schar, or to go and take payment for any of these things, uchi agavna. If you're not allowed to pay somebody for it, then you have to do it all yourself. And you're not going to find people that are willing to do all your work for you for free without getting paid. And therefore, he says, the reasoning why here you're allowed to do this and pay for it is the just like for financial loss, as the Ramah just pointed out, you're allowed to go and do this. So too for anything that's ochel nefesh. In fact, ochel nefesh is even better than the davar aved, because the davar aved, if you left it for chol hamoed, then you're actually going to get a knas, and we don't let you do it on chol hamoed. As opposed to ochel nefesh, even though you could have cooked beforehand, then it would be just as tasty and just as good. If you want to cook on chol hamoed, you're allowed to leave it for chol hamoed. And then the Chofetz Chaim goes through a continued discussion. He's surprised that more achronim don't discuss this in this situation, and ayin sham, and the rest of this bir halacha for those details. Mishnah Berurah continues and says, "Dim yochalim so akum lezeh nochon shelo yiskar Yisraelim." And as I pointed out previously, the Mishnah Berurah said it here. He said it in previous discussion in our previous shiurim that it would be preferable in this situation to go and hire an akum rather than to pay a yid over here to do this work. And in the Shaar Tzion, Oschesi he brings down this is all the opinion of the Levush, and he says, "Bedavar oved kishiyu chalaso say the akum lo yiskar Yisraelim lezeh." If it's a davar oved and you can save it with an akum being hired rather than a yid, then better to hire the Akam in this situation. Normally say it's better to hire the yid, but here it's better to hire the Akam, unless the yid has nothing to eat, and then you'd be allowed to go and hire the yid. And he says the El Yerabah disagrees with this. Nevertheless, how do we pass? One should be careful about this din, and l'chatchila, go and hire the non-Jewish person rather than the Jewish person to do this work for you on Chol Hamoed. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, any work that is allowed to be done is allowed to be done by a worker, she'ein lamal yochal, who doesn't have anything to eat. As we've already pointed out, here is the source of this in the Mechaber. If the worker has nothing to eat, and it's a malacha that's permissible, so certainly you can go pay the worker to go do this work for you, and even though he's going to make more than he needs just to eat, so you are allowed, in fact, to go and do this. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Vav tells us, Hainu, he's telling us here, Afilu, shelo l'tzorech ha-moed, even if it's not for the tzorech of the moed, nevertheless, begam lo boi shinui, and it doesn't require a shinui, even if it's type malacha, it doesn't require shina, as we discussed previously. This is permissible if the worker has no food. Now, Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Zayin adds, he says, Hainu she'en lo kal lechol, he has absolutely nothing to eat. Avlam yesh lo lechol mayim, but he does have some food to eat. He has bread and water. Then also lo lasas malacha. Then he brings out the Morgan Abram. In that situation, since he has some bread and water to eat, he's not allowed to go do extra work in order to go make extra money. However, in the Chafetz Chaim, in the Shaaret Zion, Os Yud Aleph, he brings down, Pesach, lo mishkachas lahatil lasas malacha. On Cholamay Pesach, he's not allowed to do work, mishum dein lomay yecho, because the person has nothing to eat, because everybody has matzos to eat. He brings down for the matzos a shekel, and therefore you wouldn't be allowed to work on Cholamay, because you have matzos to eat, and therefore you're fine. In Dishah footnote number 9, he brings down from Nissan Karlitz at Sal, who adds that if the person doesn't have matzah to eat, then it would be mutter lo lavo b'chdesh yuchal luknos matzos. Certainly, he'd be allowed to work in order to go and purchase matzos in that situation. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, V'yei shomrim, there is another opinion, and you can see this in Os Yud Beis in the Shaaret Zion. This is the Elyeh Rabbah and the Halacha Berurah. As well, he brings down, look in the Nishmas Odom, and he says, V'yei shomrim, dafilu yeshlo, even if the person does have bread and water, but he doesn't have a really nice yantiv. Bread and water isn't a nice yantiv. So then, in this situation, you likewise would be allowed to do malacha to enhance your simchas yantiv. He says, Ainan the Morgan of Ram, Simon Tovkuf Lamadalid, the Tzorach HaKoponim Lasos Bitzina. But in this situation, you should do it somewhat Bitzina. You shouldn't do it in public unless there's absolutely no choice. Daroa, because somebody's seeing you doing this, Lo Yedasha Polu Anikokach. He's not going to know, hey, why is that guy down to do that work? He doesn't realize that the guy's poor and has no other food in the house, and therefore he's working to enhance his simchas yontif a little bit instead of just having bread and water. However, mikol makom, the Mishnah Berurah does tell us, if he's unable to do a bitzina, it's something that has to be done in public, so then, in this situation where the worker has no food, mutar lo lasos b'farhesya, he would be allowed to go do it even b'farhesya in this situation. Why? Kivat, she'ein lo. Ma'alachol klal, says the guy doesn't have anything to eat, or according to the opinions that say you can do it even if you only have bread and water, so then, even b'farhesya, you would be allowed to go and do it. Then, Sivkot and Ches, the Mishnah Berurah says, va'af im yeshlo klei bayis limkar, even if the person has things to sell in his house, for example, mutar lasos malacha, ben mechuyav limkar klei beiso. So we say, well, why don't you go sell your vase? So sell your vase and you won't have to work on cholamoid. So we say, no, not mechayav the person to sell all of his property off before we allow him to work on cholamoid. If he doesn't have any food in the house right now, he doesn't have any money right now, we don't make him sell his property to go and prevent him from doing work on cholamoid. However, avol yeshlo schoros, if he has merchandise that he would be selling, and he can sell that merchandise, then also lo lasos malacha. Then he brings out from the Achronim that you wouldn't be allowed to go do malacha in that situation. Sell your merchandise. That merchandise is for sale anyway. It's not your private property. Furthermore, Od Kosu, the Mishnah Berurah says, the malacha shemakabel b'shor she'en lo mayochal, if a person does undertake to do this malacha when he has nothing to eat, so muta l'kabel schar afil habiyosa mikdei achiloso. So he needs $100 to eat over here. But he's going to do a job that's $500. So we don't say only do $100 worth of work. You'll finish the job off some other point in time. No, you're allowed to do this whole job, get paid the $500. Aval achakach osu l'kabel lasos malacha acheres b'shal acherim. But once you have now enough food, you can't say, well, I was able to do work number one, I'll do job number two as well. No, that you're not allowed to do. You are allowed to do job number one, even if it's more than enough money. You'll have extra money, more than you need for the simchas yontif, for the food for yontif, even to have a very nice yontif. So that job you're allowed to do because you had nothing to start with. So you can do job number one, but job number two, you're not allowed to do. Now we do the bir halacha, dira masu mayochal. So he brings down, yadua das amoyin avram, v'gameiz achronim she'etiku dvarav, de'daf gosh ein lo afilu lechem v'mayim. Morgan Avram's opinion here is that he doesn't even have lechem v'mayim. And we brought down the Das Elyeh Rabbah, the Afilu Yeshlo, Achein lo kidei tzorchol yontav gam kin shari. So that was the machlokas that we brought down previously in the Shaaret Zion. So the Chofetz Chaim adds it over here in the Bir Halacha. And then he adds over here, v'nei lani is dati v'chulokim habadli var Yerushalmi v'peirushov the masnisim is that. He wants to suggest that this is a difference between the Badli and the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi Isa Alai Mishnah the Ein Kosum Shtar Chol B'Moed. In the Yerushalmi, it says that you're not allowed to write a IOU on Chol B'Moed unless the Eino Mamino, unless you don't trust him. We'll see who him is in a moment. Or the guy doesn't have anything to eat, then you're allowed to write it. Here is a Yichtov. Now, that's what the Yerushalmi says. And on that Yerushalmi, Amar Rav Yirmiyah, Rav Yirmiyah explains, when it says, if you don't believe in Eino Mamino, it means Lalova, if you don't trust the guy that you're lending the money to. So then you're allowed to write the Shtar. And in the Kuntu Yerushalmi, when the guy has no food to eat, and therefore he's allowed to go and do this on Chol HaMoed, it's Lalavlor, it's the guy that's writing the Shtar. And this is and this is like the Bavli also explains the Daf Gimel, where it says Amar Rav Yosi, Im Omer At Kain Nimzis Matirus Umnis Mamoed. You're essentially allowing all sorts of work to be done on Chol HaMoed. So he therefore explains it differently, and I and the rest of this Bir Halacha to try to explain what exactly is this machlokes between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. And at the end of this Bir Halacha, the Chofetz Chaim writes, Hayotzi because the bottom line from all of this is the Be'en Lokidei Tzarkul Yontif. If you don't have enough food for Yontif, according to the Yerushalmi, that's Yerushalmi, Ein Lahatir, Bezeh, Lepo, Lassus Melacha B'Shul Zeh, that the Yerushalmi doesn't allow the worker to do this if he doesn't have enough for Yontif. The Imkain, you call it Bali Melachos, Mutarm Lassus Melacha, because otherwise everybody's going to do all the work that they want. V'lomotzino Shiflo Golov Bavli Behed Yubezeh, and he wants to suggest that this is the opinion of both the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, and therefore there really is no machlokas between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. At the same time, there is a machlokas here between the poskim. The Magen Avraham says that you're not allowed to do this as long as you have bread and water, but the Eliyahu Rabba says that even if you don't have bread and water, you don't have cold sarko, gam kein shari. With this, we conclude Simen Tavkuf Mem Beis and today's Shir.